For the most part, the latest jobs and unemployment numbers offer hope. Dan Moran with career management firm Next Active Colony says the job market has been flat but consistent.
It's been at higher numbers than we have seen in a couple of years, which is indicated there's very strong activity in the job market within the Capital Region, and that's extending into the Hudson Valley area as well.
State Labor Department analyst John Nelson says the economy is showing signs of improvement.
So we're seeing a slight decrease in the jobless rate. We're seeing a lot more people employed regionally the net year, as opposed to the number of people that are unemployed. Certainly, it's welcoming news. And, you know, for several months now, we have been reporting that these unemployment rate numbers have been on the rise. They've been, you know, increasing every month. But this month, certainly, it was good to see that from February 2012 to February 2013, when you compare that time period, the unemployment rate numbers declined from an 8.1% in February of 2012 to an 8.0% in February 2013.
At 7.4% and 7.7% respectively, Albany and Saratoga rank among the counties with the lowest unemployment rates in New York. Tompkins County at 5.8% was the lowest in the state. According to a new report from the Marist College Bureau of Economic Research, the Hudson Valley's labor force has recaptured more than 13% of its losses since the recession that began in late 2007. But John Nelson points out that in many areas, unemployment rates continue trending high. Greene County reported one of the highest jobless rates in the region at 10.2%. Heading westward, Schoharie County came in slightly higher at 11.4%. Toward central New York, the rate is 11% in Herkimer County, 9.5% in Oneida County. For the 12 months ending in February, unemployment dropped slightly in Columbia, Dutchess, Orange, Putnam, and Rockland. It remained the same in Ulster and Sullivan counties, with Sullivan holding the highest rate of joblessness in the Mid-Hudson region at 10.9%. But NextAct's Dan Moran says the numbers are about to change.
There's some very interesting announcements coming out about companies and their expansion plans, including Regeneron, who's adding, I believe, it's 600 jobs up here in the Capital Region, and as I understand, another 400 down in the Hudson Valley as well. And we also have, of course, the continuing impact of what's happening in the Malta area with Global Foundries and all the companies around that. So overall, the picture is very bright and consistent with national reports that the second quarter is going to be a very, very strong hiring quarter.
On the downside, some jobs are being lost.
The smaller layoffs that we're hearing about, Price Chopper, they actually only laid off around 37 people. That's what was attrition of jobs they did not fill. And the Thruway Authority has a lot to do with the change in how people are paying tolls. Now, there are 200 there, 37 with Price Chopper. They have a very, very, very minimal effect on the area whatsoever. It's more emotional, I guess, more than realistic.
The Labor Department's John Nelson notes that the once rock-solid government jobs continue to be unstable.
The government sector is down from 2,400 for a rate of 1.5%.
Dan Moran adds sequestration is adding to the instability. Federal cuts in the Capital Region are occurring at the Waterville Arsenal.
In any federal installation, people are going to be furloughed for about 14 days. The biggest hit, however, to be concerned about is those who are on unemployment. They have taken a 10.7% reduction in benefits if they've been on unemployment more than 6 months. That hurts, especially if you're trying to get by on that low number of before $405 a week.
More than 600 workers at the Arsenal are looking at a potential two-week furlough in response to automatic federal budget cuts that went into effect on Friday, March 1st. The New York State Department of Labor calculates the unemployment rate in part on the results of a telephone survey of 3,100 households out of more than 7 million in the state. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.